time, I really felt like an author, that I really understood what it was to be an author, was after I published my first book of essays for writers called Write Within Yourself, An Author's Companion. It was a little collection of essays published by a small press. And I was doing a little publicity, not much, but I did some. I did some events in the Seattle area where I lived. And I did one out in Spokane, about a 5-hour drive from my hometown. And fortunately, there was one woman who lived out there, who's a part of the writing community out there, who had been a fan of my essays, my blogs, and Author Magazine. And so when I showed up for this event at a foreign city, there was a crowd there, which, if you've ever done book events, is not always guaranteed, especially when there aren't a bunch of people you know and you're a first-time author. But there was. So it was really nice. But that's not why I felt like an author. And I didn't feel like an author because I was introduced, and I didn't feel like an author because I got to stand behind a microphone with a podium and give this talk in a book event, talk about my book, talk about myself, well, talk about the creative process and how the book came to be. No, that wasn't why. What happened was I finished my prepared talk, and then, as one is wont to do, said, any questions? And if you've ever done a book event or been to a book event, you know there aren't always questions. And so I was kind of prepared for this. So I just started freeforming and talking about creativity and about how, you know, just because you have ideas, but only you can see them, only you know about them. Nobody else can actually judge those ideas. And you have to believe in those ideas and love those ideas, which you do, so that you can translate them into stories on the page, and then other people can love them too. That's the truth. Everybody has good ideas, but no one can believe in those ideas until you translate them. Only you can do that. It belongs to you. It's in you. It was really fearless writing before I had written fearless writing. As everyone has what it takes before I had written everyone has what it takes. I was all developing this kind of stuff. So I did this little bit and seemed to go over well with the audience, which I knew was made up largely of writers probably. And this one young woman at the back of the crowd, she raised her hand and said, oh, yeah, you. She stood up and said, I don't have a question, but I just want to say thank you. This was such a relief. And boom, she sat back down. And that was the moment. I have to admit, that was the moment. I felt like an author, that I understood the value of being an author. Because what I think happened there, I don't know, but I suspect what happened there was this. See, I was telling her a story about creativity, story that went, you don't have to be afraid of what other people think of your stuff. You don't have to wonder if you're good enough or not. Everybody's good enough. Everybody's ideas are valuable, but it's up to the author to translate that value. It's not up for someone else to tell you if you're any good or not. This story was in contrast to another story, one I was very familiar with, that went, no, some have it and some don't. Some are good enough and some aren't. Some ideas stink and some are really great. And we will be a judge of that. The world will be a judge of the value of your stories. I've lived under that story about stories. And I hated it, but I thought I had to. But I told her a different story. And if you have lived under the weight of that other story, you don't like the story. You wish it weren't true, but what are you going to do? You feel like, who am I to say? Ah, but here is a man behind a podium in front of a microphone with a published book. I had authority. And she used, I think, as I have done myself in the past, used my authority to give herself permission to believe the story she wanted to. And I think that is the value of being an author. Giving people permission to believe the story they've always wanted to believe, that they haven't given themselves permission to believe. No, but it was her decision to stop believing that other story when she heard me tell mine. I think my story is the true story, and it feels better. But sometimes authorities, authors, give the reader, give others permission to believe what they wanted to believe. So I think it's a kind of sacred duty, in a way, if I take on this role, to tell people the best stories I can so that they can have permission to believe the stories that really serve their life as opposed to that don't serve their life. That's the value in it. Not to convince them of anything. I don't feel like I've ever convinced anyone of anything. I've simply helped them allow themselves to believe what they've always wanted to believe, what has always been the truth. Yeah. So be an author. It's a great opportunity. It's a beautiful opportunity to say to people, I know what we are. Let's all believe it. Yeah, it's true. That's why I do these podcasts. And I hope you enjoy them. And if you don't want to miss one, hit subscribe. That's the best way to do it. And if you like it, say so. I do love to hear from you. So until next week, this is Bill Knauer Stay fearless.